Has anyone ever heard of the term the butterfly effect? What does that mean?
Butterfly can beat his wings over here and something happens over there.
Yeah, the term come from the Ray Bradbury story called The Sound of Thunder. In it, they had this time travel machine. They took people back in time, and they were warned to, they went back to see the dinosaurs and stuff, way back in ancient history. And they went back in time, and they were warned not to get off this path that they had created, because if they did and they altered anything, they could change history. Because even altering something small back millions of years ago when there were dinosaurs could have repercussions that could affect the present. So they were very strict about not doing anything to alter anything in the ancient history. Well, this guy that went back there, he slipped, got off the path somehow, and he stepped on this butterfly and killed this butterfly. And he thought, well, that shouldn't have hurt anything. You know, it's just a butterfly. Well, he goes back in the machine and goes back to the present. When he gets back to the present, he found there was a Nazi-type government in control of the world. So there was something about that butterfly produced a ripple in time, made all kinds of changes, if it would have lived, that made the difference between the type of government the world had when the guy got back. So just killing that one butterfly created a ripple.
Do you believe that's true? It's such a small, insignificant amount of being a butterfly.
Well, I was thinking about that in my life, that there's been times that something small has created something big. Like, for instance, I called the Statesman about back in the 80s about doing an article for them on handwriting analysis. And the guy says to me, well, we did an article on that a while back. I don't think we're interested. So, you know, I wrote that off, thought nothing would come of it. Then I received a phone call a couple of days later. The guy changed his mind. He says, we've decided to do it after all. So they brought me, they give me a bunch of samples of handwriting from the paper, the main paper here, which is called The Statesman, about six or eight different samples of people. They didn't tell me who they were, and they were people I didn't know. And so I analyzed them for the guy. And I'm really not a much of a morning person. I stay up really late at night. But he calls me up at 7 in the morning, wakes me up, and I'm never up at 7 in the morning, and has me analyze these people on the phone. And after I hung up, I thought, oh, man, you know, this guy, if he thinks I'm a phony, he will really say bad things about me, because that's the way he is. He's either really positive or negative, you know. He doesn't pull any punches. And so I thought, oh, man, I don't even hardly remember what I said. But anyway, it turned out to be pretty good. He gave me a lot of praise. And he says, he's given a symposium on past life regression this Saturday at the Holiday Inn. And if he's as good at that as he is at handwriting, it's probably going to be pretty good. Boy, that was the best ad I ever had. And who saw that? Who read that article in the paper? That little gal right over there. Now, imagine if he didn't change his mind at the last minute. Why he changed his mind, I don't know. But the fact that he changed his mind and did that interview, did the analysis, and then at the end of the article, he made the offhand comment that I was giving us a seminar on past life regression, which I was surprised that he threw that in there. Why he threw that in, I don't know. But the fact that he threw that in, the fact that he called me back when he wasn't going to, the fact that he threw that in when he didn't have to, created a butterfly effect, caused me to meet the woman that I wound up marrying and happy with for the rest of my life, hopefully. And So it totally changed both of our lives, just that little thing. Now, let's suppose that he didn't call me back. Let's suppose that he didn't put in that last line, and he's giving a symposium on past life regression. Let's suppose he thought, well, normally, I'm surprised he threw that in, because he's a pretty orthodox guy. And put that in and then say, if he's as good at that type of stuff as he is handwriting, it's going to be pretty good. And boy, that was the greatest ad I ever had. We had to have extra sessions to accommodate all the people. The phone just rang off the hook. And when I first met her, you know, there were so many people at the symposium that I didn't pay a lot of attention to her the first time. Now, the second time I met her, she kind of stood out in my mind, but the first time I was really busy. But that led, you know, one thing just leads to another. Here's another interesting story. Was when I used to work on construction, I got a job in the middle of nowhere in the wintertime. And after the first day of work, I was in this old 1950 Volkswagen, and I went around a corner, and man, it was slick, and I just ran right off the road into the snow, and I got out, and I thought, oh man, how am I going to get out of this? And I thought maybe somebody driving by will help me out. Sure enough, and people drove by, and they didn't stop. But then the next guy drives by, and he slows down. He made the mistake of slowing down, hit the same patch of ice, and he slid off the road. And he had some buddies coming. He said, I got some buddies coming, they'll help us out. Well, they came and they slowed down, the same thing. Boy, it was really slick in that spot, and anyone that slowed down slid off. Well, the next guy, they slid off the road too. And pretty soon we had about a half a dozen guys there that was trapped, and they thought, one guy says, I think there's a farmer with a tractor down the road. I'll take off and I'll get that farmer with a tractor, and maybe we can get us out of this mess. And then I says, well, you know, the six of us here, all you guys got big rigs that will require a tractor, but I got this little Volkswagen. I think we could push mine back on the road. And so I got these other six guys, they pushed my Volkswagen on the road, and I was on my merry way, and those poor guys had to wait for the tractor to get them out. But it's interesting how just little things accumulate and produce big things. And this is often the case, same thing with my accident. My friend was making the rocket. He made it. He made about 98% of the rocket. I just barely finished it off. If he hadn't had basketball practice, or if he just decided to finish it off, he would have been the one having the accident instead of me. And so it's interesting, just that last-minute decision to, well, I better go to basketball practice. And then I finished it off, just made a complete change in what would have happened. So it's interesting how just very small details can create a great change. That's why it's important that we don't discount anything that we do. Whenever we help someone, you never know what kind of chain reaction it may set. It may alter their lives, or it may alter their lives a little bit, and then that little bit may add up to them doing something to change somebody else's life that will add up to a lot. So you just never know how you're going to influence people. I've had people I hadn't seen for a while tell me that I've influenced their lives and I didn't even remember doing anything, you know. And that's sometimes the case. Or I've had people tell me stories from a long time ago that I didn't even remember for sure happened. And so oftentimes you, if you just have the habit of just trying to do the right thing, it you may not even remember the effect you've had on people, but it may turn out to be something that will create a butterfly effect for the better. Because not all butterfly effects happen like in the story. In the story, the guy comes back, and the butterfly effect created a Nazi-type government in charge of the world. Well, a butterfly effect can create peace on earth, goodwill to men. So what we want to do is concentrate on working on the good butterfly effect. And one of the main things that create change is thought in itself.